Okay, and we start now. Oh! Fuck this fucking shit!
We start now!
I'm gonna die!
He got hit by a bus.
Okay, it seems Spotify's working now really loudly, so that's fine. That's
good. Oh, you think it's not working, huh?
100% volume.
Okay, here we go again. Let's press the play button. Hopefully it doesn't start halfway through the fucking track. Here we go!
You're listening to The Opinion Zone. It's that time again when common sense and decency go out the window and questionable opinions come in. Starring your deranged hosts, Jay Eggman, Sega Scourge, and of course the one and only David the Lurker. Oh, and as always, please remember the following show will probably contain strong language. We warn ya, so don't complain. Let the chaos control begin.
Oh my god. It's episode 71, I think, of The Opinion Zone. We are live on Radio Sega-ish, and we're coming to you via Audio Boom. Woohoo! Guys listening, you have no idea the pain I've been through to get this show started. Spotify's just completely farted out on me. It's just been emotional. I've had a Weight Watchers ready meal. It was actually disgusting. But I need to be thin because I'm going on holiday soon. We are joined by a few of our usual people. We are joined, of course, by the ever lovely David the Lurker.
Hello.
Hello. Sorry, that clapping sounded like horrendous rain on a roof.
Did you pour water on him?
Yeah, I'm all wet now. What's going on?
And we're also joined by top Mega Man theorist, Sega Scourge.
I get it. I'm playing Mega Man. That is the joke.
So good, somebody. And we're joined by a really special guest. Known to you in his hilarious YouTube channel and variety of weird social media-ness. It's Mardiculous. It's a slight clap for you. Slightly delayed. Hello, sir.
Hi, what's going on?
After moaning on your stream, you're finally on here. So, that's good.
Yeah, I've been watching the show for 10 years and then stopped watching for another 5, and now I'm finally here.
Well, we're only 10 years old, so
jumping on shit. He went back in time to
I was watching. I guess I was just watching a different channel.
But yeah, guys, it's a bit of a weird show today. We'd have no Uncle Poxy or Nicole because they're both being edumacated to become smarter people so they can do things better than be a Sonic fan. But in the meantime, it's just the four of us here. It's quite cozy. I quite like it. Has anyone been up to anything interesting at all other than having their anime hair photoshopped on them?
Honestly, that sounds like a good place to start.
Yes.
For those who haven't checked out Sega Scourge's Twitter profile, I might make it my profile picture on Twitter. I'm not quite sure. I love it so much. If you ever wondered what Sega Scourge's hair actually looks like,
yeah, that's actually my real hair. True story.
Some people think his artwork is made up hair, but no, it's based on his actual hair.
Yep. It's canon.
It's canon hair. Oh! David, how is Big Fishing Adventure 3 coming out? Expected release date December 2016.
Oh, it's going pretty well. You know, we're working on some big things, you know. December 2016 is coming up quickly.
Some would say it was almost 5 months ago.
He's the writer, everyone. But
the way I look at it, right, is that, you know, it's like, you know, like Sonic CD, you hit the past time or signpost. So really, we're way ahead of schedule.
Okay. Just as some feedback, maybe release it one day. That would be great. Don't turn into Misadventure.
Oh.
Don't do that.
Lol. I'm trying not to.
You're trying not to. I'm just not convinced. You're taking this seriously. Fan games are very important.
Well, they are, especially ones involving large felines.
Indeed. But yes, we are all here. It's going to be just an emotional episode, I can tell. We have news, we have discussions, we have learning with Lurker. Interestingly, considering like Sonic Mania Forces have only recently come out, it's quite quiet on the news front. There isn't much going on for some reason. So I guess we... And I don't have any Sonic Boom news this week.
Aww. What? Not at all?
No.
Oh.
I guess the show is cancelled, everyone.
Yay. Oh, wait. I've got a response to that. Wait. That's not funny. It's a really good show, I've been told.
He just cut it off. Everyone, that's not funny. Stop immediately. Right when I...
The wake of its sudden, non-sudden, maybe it is, maybe it isn't cancellation. Who knows what the future holds? I watched an episode.
How did that go for you?
Okay. I watched the episode Do Not Disturb, but it definitely was 3 or 4 weeks ago, not yesterday.
You're doing really good, David. I'm really impressed.
I'm good at this. Look, all I'm saying is I watched this episode and I got really confused because the episode starts with what looks like someone ejaculating on Sonic the Hedgehog.
Wait, I didn't see that one. Hold on, let me just search it up right now.
Well, because the episode...
I might like this TV show.
Well, it's the episode, it's about this strange creature that wanders into Sonic's house and drools on him, but it doesn't look like drool. And then
GIF? Uh-huh. What? Wait, I need what?
Uh-huh. Right, there are no... I haven't seen a GIF of it. I don't know. I don't think anyone realized what was happening, because it immediately...
Yeah, you're
the
only
animal.
One that thought of that. That's good.
Yeah, I'm the only one who thought, oh... But then there's later on... That there's another substance that falls on Tails, and he like touches it and stretches his hand away, and it makes it like go, and I'm like, oh no!
That all right, I'm gonna chime in and say I watched this episode, and I did not think that at all.
Yeah, dirty bastard.
Well, I look at it, I'm like, no, this is not happening.
And no one else is gifted, so I guess it's your responsibility to be the
my
first.
My responsibility to be like, why does it look like someone just...
splooged.
Yeah,
well,
I don't know.
Had that like marshmallow mishap is what I'm gonna call
it. Oh no, that does look like spooge. I just saw that.
They had the Archie Sonic comics had that one rain issue that didn't look like rain. If you remember
that had
cover.
To have been from a lot of guys.
That is one.
That's like a lot of guys standing at the same spot. Like
guys,
what? Come on,
no,
give the Archie guys some credit.
Shall we jump into the... shall we, as scheduled, say jump right into the news?
Let's get right.
Here we go. Let's get right into it.
Bring you the latest news from around the world of Sonic, or whatever Jay could find on Google a half hour ago. It's time for the Opinion Zone News Corner.
Archie news. Singing to myself. I love the music so much. We have got Archie news. Archie have done a thing. There is like an official update to this fucking depressing world that is the Archie Sonic comics. They were for ages going to be sending out this email announcing the cancellation of the comics. Well, they only went and fucking sent that email, didn't they? Interestingly, the email doesn't announce the end of the Sonic comic, because apparently they want to drag it out a little bit longer. But basically, they've sent out an email, and it's along the lines of the reason no issues have been received is because there is a delay in all Sonic titles. We are currently working on the situation and do apologize for this. Once we receive information, we will notify all customers. So that's the latest. So, what are they trying to... Who are they talking to? What's going on? Why aren't they... What upsets me? It's just... Either release the episode, release the issues, or just fucking end it now, please.
Hmm.
I'm just over it.
Did she come out? Was it January?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's not good enough.
Hey, sir.
It's not good enough. They need to sort it out.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Archie have been weird with their, like, comics that they do. Like, they had Mega Man running for a while. Yeah, I'm bringing that up because I'm playing it. And, yeah, that disappeared into the fucking woodwork after not too long. And now apparently the same's happening to Sonic. Probably for different reasons, though, which is sad because...
Well, at least you know. With Mega Man, they were like, it's going on hiatus. Here's an issue that kind of gives somewhat of a conclusion, and we can pick it up later if we choose to, which they obviously are not, because they haven't said anything about Mega Man. But with Sonic, they were on part 3 of 4, and then they went, oh, what?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you want Reggie and me?
I think this is definitely another one of those signs that, like, that's how important I think Mania and Forces are in terms of sales, because they've done so poorly recently that they're probably just not getting money from Sega anymore, and they're waiting to be paid to do it.
Yeah. Wait. Why would Sega be paying Archie money?
Well,
to produce the comics? Yeah.
Well, no. Probably. Like, if a comic book company is like, I'm going to make a licensed thing, I feel like...
They would pay Sega like, for oh, license?
Right. Like, you know, like, oh man, I want to write I'm going to write a Star Trek comic. You pay Paramount money for the license. Like, I think that's generally how it works, not the other way around.
Licensing.
Yeah.
Stat talks.
That's interesting. Maybe, but I imagine there has to be some sort of income for them to, like some funding from Sega to be able to continue to produce them, right? Because if Sega doesn't have the money to have comics be produced by them, right?
I would assume they're not... the money that Archie made would be, they would pay for the license and then make the money through selling the comic. The only thing that makes me wonder now is, as we all know, Sonic is one of the least, out of all their comic lines, is now the bottom of the pile in terms of sales. So maybe they've decided it's not worth paying the license anymore.
That could be. I mean, also the fact that the comic was off the shelves for so long. And I mean, I guess...
And the legal trouble as well.
Well, yeah, the legal trouble. But also when you look at the numbers, I don't know how many copies of Sonic are being sold, you know, through like the direct market as opposed to the newsstand.
True.
Because I know the newsstand numbers are always higher because Archie still sold things.
Aren't Archie like focusing literally on Archie now?
Well, yeah,
That sucks. It's boring. I don't like comics about real people. I like comics about Archie's not a real person. 3 foot hedgehogs.
Archie is fictional.
No, Archie's real. I met him once.
I don't know. There's no way. I don't see how they can resolve this. But it's just interesting that they don't. They're not coming to any conclusion to this, and I just. It's like, but the way Archie phrased the email, it sounds like it's not them who's holding things up. Sega.
That's the kind of sensation I got. I blubbed up on the details of who gets money when, but I think if the brand of Sonic as a whole is not as powerful, because I've seen a significant shortage in Sonic merchandise in general and just stores.
Yeah.
Probably just because it doesn't sell, because there's nothing to really bundle it with or like hype it up. It's dying.
Yeah. Well, it's because it really hasn't been a main Sonic title since 2013. Boom is its own beast. It doesn't really count. So we got Lost World 2013, and it's been quiet. I mean, aside from a couple mobile things. So
but even the things they have released haven't even been big. So like when you total up the amount of games that have flopped and all the time they took off to produce Forces and Mania, that's enough to like really affect the sales of merchandise.
Guys, we all agree they should have just done the Big Fishing Adventure 3 adaptation. That would have got them their sales back.
Oh man, a full-on miniseries. It would need like 12 issues, right?
Yep.
Anyway, shall we move on to the next piece of news? Yes, we shall. I'm losing my voice today. Sorry. That's so tragic.
Wow.
Shut up.
Is that...
moving on.
Oh!
Thank you. Sonic PR responds to Green Hill confusion. For those who don't know, if you've been living under a rock, they put up more Green Hill footage, because every Sonic game has to have a Green Hill zone. And obviously people got a bit upset, because that's what Sonic fans like to do. And they actually went in and put further clarification on a description for Green Hill Zone, which is that classic Sonic discovers Green Hill Zone is looking more dry and sandy under Eggman's rule from the heavy... This isn't a word. Desertification caused by its industries? That's not a word.
So this future Green Hill.
Desertification.
That's not a word. You can't make up words. That's not a word. Sorry.
I'm confused. Is this Green Hill in modern's time or Green Hill in classics time?
Well, it says he discovers Green Hill was basically gone to shit. But if it was back in
his
time...
that could still mean classic, though. He might have, like, gone for a beach holiday and come back and it's in crap. He's done that before.
Hold him back!
He's done that before in the NBA games.
Came home, he shook his shoe out, and all the sand flew out of his shoe.
Yeah.
And covered Green Hill. That's it. Oh, blame this on Eggman, obviously. It was him, not me.
That's
and
story.
He blames it on Eggman, and that's how the war starts. It's Eggman's fault!
Do we think Sega had to actually clarify to fans why Green Hill is the way it is, or should they have just let it be and just let fans have their moment to moan? Is this an age of Sega where they worry about everything?
I think
they should expect it at this point.
I think it's good to comment on it, to express awareness of it, to give people, I think, more hope that they're going to address it when they can. Of course, it's too late to address it in this game, but when it really comes down to it, it's one level, and we don't even know if modern is going to go through it as well, akin to generations. So I'm kind of like on the side of, hey, it might only be like that 1 minute and a half level. So.
Exactly. No one should really care. It's probably like an introductory level for Classic Sonic or something.
I'm not going to kick off, but... Everyone who is out there raging and ranting about the tiny amount of footage they have seen, I say go for it, because Sega put that footage out there for you as a representation of their game. If that's what they want the game to be represented by, then that is what it shall be judged by.
Mm-hmm.
Well, remember when Sonic 4 was announced and we got 3 seconds of footage, and there were some people who were up in arms and other people said, oh, wait, just give it time. Remember what happened when the game came out?
It's like, we've only had 30 seconds of these gameplays and stuff. And people go, you can't judge a whole game. I'm not judging the whole game. I'm judging my perception of the game by what Sega wants me to see of it. And what Sega want me to see of it is underwhelming me.
Sure, that's fair.
I guess I don't see what... Yeah. I don't see why they needed to clarify it. It could be like, why does it look that way? By Sonic Forces 2, find out.
They could have very well shown an original classic stage, and I feel like they would have been better off. But there must be something to Green Hill still for like the average gamer that like I think brings them in. Like there must be something we're not seeing. I mean, we're right in the front, right? We don't see what the average gamer sees. So
I
maybe
think
Green
the
Hill's
average...
what they. That attention.
I think the average gamer does not care for Sonic at all. Green Hill or otherwise, does not give a shit. I don't know.
Well, sure, but I feel like that would be more true if it was an original stage and not one that they don't recognize.
I guess. It's just...
I don't know. That I'm justifying Sega's decision, which is the hard side to be on, but...
it's just an interesting decision. I feel like it must play... into the story, like classic Sonic goes back to his home and it's meant to make more impact because Eggman's fucked it up. But without the context of the story behind it, it's very weird that that's what they've shown off. But hey, Sega, you do you, babe. It's fine.
Positive side is at least they're leaving surprises for later. and yes, not for now. Like
hidden springs and boost pads everywhere.
my god!
Dang. The funny part was I wasn't surprised.
Makes me sad.
But Sonic 2 did it in Chemical Plant Zone.
Okay, it justifies everything. Let's move on before we all get upset.
Whoa!
Borderline Santa that time. I lied, I do have Sonic Boom news. Sonic Boom Season 2 is currently airing a four-parter. Four parts? That's like a lot of episodes. Now it's already aired in France, but I don't speak French, so there you go. And I don't live in America, so I'm not watching this either. But they're doing a whole four-run episode, so if you want to check that out, go for it. You know, I can't imagine they can do anything worse, considering their ratings have been...
And if you're in Canada, too fucking bad.
Don't watch it on YouTube, that's naughty, don't do that.
Bring it to Canada then! I want to watch it!
Is it not in Canada?
No!
Really?
Like, you can't blame me if I gotta watch it elsewhere. I mean, like, hello?
I'm a horrible person. Well, just get a bigger antenna, then you can watch All the right. US.
Here comes the tinfoil! We're getting an upgrade!
I don't think that's how TVs work, David, but it's fine. That's fine. there is news on this. Basically, we haven't got the... Every week we usually give you the TV ratings for Sonic Boom. We have not got them at the moment this week, but let's assume it's the average. About, I'm going to guess, between 90,000 to 110.
Yeah.
Did you see that new poster for Sonic Boom?
That looks quite good, even if there's a bunch of characters I don't recognize.
It looks like Chrono Adventure. Lake Fepet's Chrono Adventure. Has anyone played that? You remember that stupid, like, city in the sky thing? It's exactly like that.
Oh.
Yeah, you know that stupid thing, Angel Island? It's stupid, overused.
Yeah, but that's why we don't do that again. Because it's already been done.
Oh.
Oh.
Don't tell Lake I didn't play Chrono Adventure. Don't tell Lake I didn't finish something else he made.
Riddle me this. Would it be better for Classic Sonic to be running through a zone that's made entirely out of pizza? Would you be more satisfied with that?
Yes.
I want to eat pizza so bad.
Because then it would be like... What would we call it, though? Pizza party zone?
Pizza cake.
Ooh.
Pizza cake zone.
Pizza party
I like that.
Zone. Scourge is the shittiest.
Pepperoni panic zone.
Yes!
Yes.
Yes!
I want to see someone make a fan game with that level.
My god.
Oh. That could be a round of applause or a series of stones hitting the floor on tiled flooring.
Don't fucking come for my soundboard. next news item.
Wow.
David.
What? I made the sound.
Why do you pause so long
David
after that?
David didn't make the sound.
I made the sound.
I'm
went.
Fucking
Whoa.
Doing it again. That wasn't the right sound. Doing it again.
Ah!
There we go. It's better. Right. First four figures. Oh, they're a bunch of fun people. You remember that 25th anniversary statue they announced a year ago, and then they asked for fans to put their input in, and then the fans did, and then they showed a concept, and then they said, oh, actually, fans are shit, and cancelled that concept, and then said, we'll have news coming soon. Well, 11 months later, they've shown the forehead of the new statue. How fucking underwhelming. First of figures upsets me. They are going to release a 25th anniversary statue pre-order for his 26th anniversary, which will probably get released in his 27th anniversary. First for figures. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Just wait till the 30th.
Yeah, it's like... Well, this is the thing. So, they posted a comment with this picture, this sneak peek, right? Alex Davis, who is one of the guys, if you've ever watched the first Four Vegas video, he's one of the guys in his videos. He posted along with his picture, really hope this does well sales-wise, don't want this to be the swan song. Really? Like,
Hey guys, I'm gonna guilt you into buying.
Yeah, that's how it sounds. It sounds so bad. And I don't get it. Like, don't make people buy your statues in a threat of not making more statues. Maybe make good statues. Nobody wanted a light up Silver the Hedgehog.
Jamie, why don't you want me? Love you.
That was never do that impression ever again.
I gotta work on it. We'll try it again.
No, don't. No, I just, it's really strange. Like, it's a guilt trip into people buying really expensive products when maybe they haven't oversaturated their own market, made characters that aren't as popular, and also taken almost 2 years to release a 25th anniversary statue when the buzz has gone. Like, first figures, the reason nobody's buying the statues is your own fault. I'm not spending an extra $100 so you can stick an LED and two AA batteries in it.
Yeah. Sorry. Wait, isn't this what I said on the last show? And you like were like, no, it's really cool though.
Well, to be perfectly honest, the last couple of Sonic games, once again, I'm going back to this, like, what are they going to do, make a Sonic Boom statue? Like, that didn't do very well, right? Like,
hell yeah, we need Knuckles flexing.
I mean, aren't there a million things they could do? Like, there's all the... Well, what statues exist? Because I kind of lose track, because there's been so many.
That's the problem, there's too many.
Well, let's go through the list.
Oh, do we have...
Where's the list?
Classic Sonic, Classic Tails, Classic Knuckles, Modern Sonic, Modern Super Sonic, Modern Classic Sonic, Eggman, Silver the Hedgehog, fuck knows why.
Okay, we're going downhill now.
Diorama... of Sonic and Classic Sonic and City Escape, the diorama of Sonic and Tails in the Tornado. I think that's all of them.
That's, I mean, not many of those are bad ideas, I don't think.
They're all good ideas. Right. I think
robot.
I think they went off track doing dioramas. I think that was when they got a bit greedy.
Yeah.
Well, the Tornado one, I'm okay with.
Yeah, the Tornado one was probably the most badass one.
Because, I mean, it's the Tornado, and the Tornado
is... I think what they miscalculated is that Sonic fans are broke.
Yeah, this is the problem.
Oh, there is, like, that, too.
It's just... I don't get them.
I guess I'm thinking, like... You know, there's all sorts of, you know, like, there's the Chaotix. People like the Chaotix. You could get, like, oh, man, here's Fang the Sniper, or, oh, man, here's... They haven't done Blaze, right?
Yeah, but like, will that really do better than Silver?
Who cares about Silver?
Like, I love the shit out of Blaze. Like, don't get me wrong. But, like, Blaze with light up fire! Like, it's the same as Silver with light up telekinesis!
Like, yeah, but Blaze is more interesting to look at than Silver.
You're right. What do you mean by that? Anyway, you're right. but I don't know. I'm unsure if, like, that will really affect sales that much.
I think they've sort of run the end of the course, really. I can't see what else they would
rude,
do.
Right?
Unless they made, like, game-themed statues similar to... I don't know if Xenoverse 2 did this. Is there, a statue with it, or am I thinking of a Zelda game?
There was, but it was just, like, a regular old Goku one. It's pretty basic.
Right, but it's boxed in with a game.
Yeah.
I think you'll do much better doing something like that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind a modern Eggman, because I have a lot of modern first figures. I don't have any of the classic figures except for Metal Sonic. Oh, there was Metal Sonic. I forgot about Metal
Sonic. Wait, did they ever do Rouge?
He has LEDs, Jamie. What's wrong with that?
Like, if there was a first four figures version of the cover of Sonic Unleashed where half of him is a Werehog, but it's in 3D and shit.
Oh, and Poxy would cream his
with
pants.
The game, if you sold it with the game, then it would do amazing.
Yeah, I don't really agree with these, like, $200 freaking pieces of plastic.
They have just announced a new figure, which is quite enormous, but I can't remember which game it's from. It's from that one with the dog.
The wolf thing.
I don't know. But anyway, it's $790 for the exclusive version. There must be a point when you price yourself out of your own market, you know?
Oh, you mean Okami?
That's it, yeah.
Oh, Okami. But... Is that what you meant, Jamie? The white wolf?
$24! Why is it so much?
It's like, why?
It is. it's huge, but
it's another case of like, why are you making that? Because it doesn't even have that big of a fan base to begin with.
Exactly, who's dropping that much money on an it's just
yeah.
Ooh, what if there was like
a Capcom fanatic?
I'm giving that game that company 10 years before it goes bust.
I want a Station Square playset with destructible buildings and a perfect chaos that comes out.
Let me make
that instead.
Why haven't they? Oh, I would get a perfect chaos.
I just came up with the best cosplay. It's made out of a box that's a building, but inside there's somebody that looks like perfect chaos, and you just fucking it's a built to be destroyed and reassembled again, with, like magnets and shit. And you just like sit in this box, like at like whatever wherever you are, and just pop out of it, and you're fucking Chaos 7.
Oh man, because yes. They can make perfect chaos, and it could have like real water in it.
Would they do that, or would they do Chaos Zero? They probably more like do Chaos Zero.
Yeah, that'd be easier.
Exactly.
Like, with a real brain in it.
Exactly. Think of all the fucking LEDs they could shove up its ass.
I know. Loads of LEDs in its brain. And its bran.
It's bran.
Oh, they could add a tiny supersonic X to it for scale.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
They had the mini figures. They did the was it First Figures who did the original mini figures?
He did the original, those 3-inch that.
You could have a little classic.
They don't have the articulation. They're just little figures, but they're really neat because they also, they're to scale with the classic Eggman that Jazzwares made. And I'm like, I get very excited about the fact that it's all to scale, even though they're two different companies and it was just by chance.
That was a problem I had with when First for Figures did their classic Eggman statue. That was to scale with their classic Sonic First Figures, which meant it was the size of a fucking house. Have you ever seen, I know one person who owns that figure, and it basically, it's huge. It's like, why?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
They had to go to scale so that when you're playing with your statues...
when you're playing with your statues. For anyone who knows what happens when I play a statues, you can watch a video of me smashing a First for Figures Knuckle statue on our YouTube channel.
Did you do that?
Because the person who owned it beat me in a Sonic Trivia contest, and I'm a sore loser. So.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
That was in the... that's in the opening saying and all that by Zone Runners. They referenced that.
They did, yes.
Which was hilarious.
Anyway.
So, yeah.
That is actually all the news we've got for today. Because it has been a really fucking quiet week. Now, it's time to move on, which is the... It's time for an opinion. It is the opinion zone, after all. Don't get triggered. Let's... It is time for today's opinion, which is...
Sponsored by Loot Hentai.
I'm going to play...
Wait, what was...
The intro again.
What was the opinion?
Shall we find out and see if Sega Skirt can help himself for a moment?
Warning, the following segment contains opinions. Try not to be triggered. It couldn't be an opinion zone without opinions after all. Talking of which, today's topic of drivel is...
Has Sega weakened its own Sonic brand?
Say it again, because you were like, has Sega weakened? What did you say?
Has Sega effectively destroyed Sonic themselves?
First opinion better. Has Sega weakened?
Okay, wait.
The real ones that don't make consoles.
Has Sega weakened the Sonic brand? Is that the
full one? Basically. Sorry, my connection keeps cutting out. I'm also losing my voice. In summary, for those who know, everyone must know, Sonic is one of Sega's leading IPs. It's like their biggest IP. It's something that they will put on the front of lunch bags, TV shows, comics, everything. I personally, I mean, they used to just push out a game and it would sell. It would basically, if they were having troubling times, just shove a Sonic game out. It's fine. That will make our money back. The way Sega have treated their own brand, and this is nothing to do with Aaron Webber, because I think Aaron Webber is probably one of the few people who's actually maintaining an interest in the brand. But I think Sonic Team themselves and such forth have actually, with their sporadic releases of games, trying out the whole Sonic Boom thing, overdoing it in terms of like this whole classic Sonic stuff. I don't know if Sonic is even in the, you know, I would say Crash Bandicoot is more popular a character than Sonic is these days. I don't think that's why people like Archie Comics aren't making the comics anymore. That's why you don't see them releasing all these different merchandise anymore, because no one's buying them, because there isn't, the fan base is not as strong as it used to be. Don't get me wrong, there is still a dedicated fan base. You compare it to like 10 years ago and it was fucking overwhelming. And these days, I think it's becoming, Sonic is becoming more and more niche. Which in the long run will be the death of Sega. Yay.
But that's because of their releases and their stupidity. And their, like, Shadow the Hedgehogs and their Sonic 06s. But yeah, they're weakening their brand, obviously. They're weakening their brand.
Their brand. Hey, it just really confuses me why a company would... They've done... When Sonic Generations came out, I think they had a real chance there to sort of recapture the nostalgia fans who'd sort of left the franchise. I think we know a lot of people who came back to Sonic through Generations. And it's just interesting that in that time where they had everyone's attention, they sort of threw it away almost instantly with Lost World, which was sort of Sonic but not. And then people were weird. And then they released Sonic Boom. So there's like, oh, so kids like Sonic Boom now? Because I know a lot of young children, which is who should be buying the new Sonic games, who are super into the cartoon and stuff, but have no interest in, like, classic Sonic means nothing to them. Modern Sonic means almost nothing to them. So
exactly. The classic fans are becoming a minority now. Soon they'll all be dead. And there'll be nothing but modern fans left.
But it just really confuses me. I don't know. I don't think Sega know what direction they're taking their brand in. I don't think they have a full idea what the future of their IP is. I think it changes on a yearly basis, and I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, yeah, I guess part of the idea is that, hey, you know, here's Sonic the Hedgehog, and Sonic, when the first game came out, part of the hype was, oh man, it's sort of reinventing how the platformer works. And of hype, that sort of belief, you know, continues on. So then there's a pressure on Sonic Team and Sega as a whole to constantly reinvent what Sonic the Hedgehog is, even though not every game needs to reinvent the wheel. And what that means, and sometimes you try to scale back or do something different and get, so getting caught up in their own sort of hype, the same thing about how like Sonic is always like, oh, he's fast, so the game's supposed to be about speed, even though it doesn't always have to be about Sonic is fast, look at him go. So they just kind of buy into their own sort of belief, because it's part of it. But I would have to agree with you that Generations was sort of a missed opportunity. The fact that like Shadow the Hedgehog and Sonic 06 are still punchlines to this day, Generations could have been what changed it. I know Sonic Colors did well, I know Generations did well, but Generations wasn't perfect and it didn't follow up like you said at all with that. And also, no, Sonny, another Sonic Boom is not going to save the Sonic franchise. Stop saying that. I see you typing it. Don't.
But they went from, like, Sonic Unleashed came out, and it split a lot of opinions. It wasn't critically received well, but a lot of people, that is some people's favorite Sonic game, right? So, daytime stages, some people like the Warhawk. Then it went on to Sonic Colors, and Sonic Colors just grew, and that was critically well received. So it all built up to Generations. It was sort of like the tipping point where everyone was like, oh my god, Sonic's good again. Yay. So, and that was Sega's point where they grasped it and went, right, let's put Sonic on fucking every merchandise item we can find ever. And the game sold really well, all that sort of stuff. And then it's just the different directions. Like, you notice with Sonic Forces, with this whole Green Hill palaver and that sort of stuff. And there's people like me who I admit I am very negative. But there are people who are very positive and stuff. But what I've noticed is if you look at the Sonic cycle, the well-known Sonic cycle, is there back in a time, let's say 15 years ago, 10 years ago, the Sonic cycle existed. Game was announced, fans got super hyped. More stuff came out, fans got even more hype. Hype, 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 hype. Oh, it's going to be the best game ever. Game comes out. Oh, it's shit. Restart the cycle all over again. Now the cycle is Sonic game comes out. Fans are wary. Fans are cautious. Fans don't trust Sega. Fans, everything they announce, they question. Everything they release, they are negative about. And then Sega actually get around to the game and have to prove it's going to be good. It's the other way around now, which I think is a perfect example of how the perspective, even from the fans on the franchise, has changed. There was a time when your love of Sonic, as stupid as that sounds, sort of you were willing to accept anything or at least be hope that something would be good. And now it's like, I'm not sure. This could be shit, and some fans don't even care. They're like, I'm not even going to play these games. It's just, I don't know how Sega can sort of turn it around. I don't know what they could possibly do. Is it simply as easy as just making a good game?
Throughout that entire thing you just said, I've just been looking up the lyrics to Mom's Spaghetti.
Your head's in the game.
Exactly. Knees weak. Spaghetti.
I guess,
the thing that saddens me about Sonic is that the IP is so like stagnated now that like no one will even take it on. Like after Boom, I think that's pretty much it for like other companies taking a swing at Sonic. It always makes me sad because I'd really like to see another company like take on the mantle of Sonic, even just for one game, and do it in their own way, not like BioWare or, you know, Big Red Button.
Well, there you go. There's two examples of when that happened. Look what
exactly
happened.
And that's the sad thing. Why did it go so wrong, you know? And now it's screwed. It's kind of like Nintendo and like a movie license. In other words, it doesn't exist because they tried it once, and then the Super Mario Brothers movie happened, and then they all wanted to kill themselves.
But that still applies to Mania, right? They're not technically the same people.
I guess, but they're still working within like the guidelines of Sonic Team.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Sonic Team had to sign off on Boom, right?
Yeah,
like,
with
you see
them,
videos of Azuka talking, it's like, you can't, hey, yeah, you know.
You can't judge it because they already know that Whitehead is good at this shit. It wouldn't be a far cry to say that, yes, he could make a fucking good classic Sonic game. It's not a gamble. But when they've gambled before with other companies, like Big Red Button and stuff, I mean, it's turned out shit. And it just makes me sad to think that we'll never get Sonic Warriors, guys.
What the hell is that?
Evan, we'll never get Sonic Warriors, remember, in the stream.
Ah, shit.
We'll never get it.
What is that? Is that our game?
Yeah, remember, it was like Hyrule Warriors, but with Sonic characters.
Oh, yeah. Well, that has everything to do with how much money a company has to just throw around at spinoffs. And clearly, Sega does not have that. They need to focus on main games.
Yeah.
And games that'll please the most people as possible, which is why we have a game like Forces.
And a game like Mania at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Someone in the chat mentioned Traveler's Tales. They technically did. Like 3D Blast and R, that's another company right there.
That's a good example. That's a very good example.
Yeah, that's a terrible example.
Yeah, it already scrolled past. I didn't see who said it, but yeah, it was a good point.
I'm one of the positive people that I think was mentioned earlier in terms of like bad press is good press. In terms of really like Sonic has attention, right? He's still relevant. I think the death signs of Sonic as a brand are when people aren't speaking about him. The fact that we have negative articles constantly about Sonic, and there is still a Sonic cycle being, whether or not it's reprinted or changed, it's still being talked about. That means that people are looking at Forces. People are judging it critically, which is good, and the spotlight's on Sega. The only part that I think that I can't be positive about is where is Sega getting the money to produce a game that's going to lead up to these expectations, right? Yeah. They got to make like a fucking a miracle happen, and I'm not denying that. So that's why I think they have to rely a little bit on nostalgia and a little bit on original ideas. It's a huge gamble right now. I think that if Forces and Mania does really well, I think you're going to see a complete turnaround. And if they keep it up, then I think we can you know, work away from this. Not completely get rid of, you know, Sonic's cringy past. It's subjective. As subjective as it is, we can't get away from that ever. But we can get something more akin to Generations and stuff.
Would you say that the use of nostalgia, which they're clearly using as a pull, do you think it still has the same effect? Does it still have that same pulling power that it did 5 years ago? Do you think brand is still as relevant to have that sort of effect? Because at the end of the day, all the decisions they make are made to make money because they're a business and that's how it works. Does it? I don't know if it still has the same. It must do, I guess. Otherwise, it wouldn't do it.
Right. I think it depends on what nostalgia they're pulling from. Obviously, this is where we get into the talks of, like, there is an Adventure Sonic, there is this Sonic, right? Like, it depends on what nostalgia they're focusing on. I think we've gotten a lot of attention for classic nostalgia, right? That's why we're seeing the Green Hill talks and why people are really upset and where people are hating on classic Sonic now, because that is Sega's idea of nostalgia. They just go to the beginning. I think what we're seeing with Forces and why people were initially excited by the announcement was because of the one half of the game, which is that the tone shift to something darker, which we hadn't seen since Sonic 06. And I think that is wealthy in terms of getting people interested in the game. And that's, I think, that only intensifies people's rage for classic Sonic existing in the game, because I think they'd be that much more pleased with Forces if classic wasn't there at all.
Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see how Forces does in terms of fan reception, because like you said, they have done, it's a return of modern Sonic in terms of Boost Sonic, it's a return of classic Sonic, and it's also, like you said, a return of, in terms of its design and what would appear to be its approach, it's harking back to a more, I hate to use the word, but I will, edgy era of Sonic. So it looks like the game was trying to appeal to all the different kinds of nostalgia that
you know,
fans
it's funny
have.
When people call Sonic edgy.
It's just the easiest way to describe it.
His spikes are really sharp. The edge is really harsh.
I can't personally get mad at Forces because I'm getting the sensation that they're building on top of what they've learned, and they're of course using ideas they've already used. But they wouldn't be using those ideas if they didn't think they worked. And until we see the product as a whole with the new original ideas to complement the old ideas, I don't know if we know surely how mad we'll be until we see the ratio. That's why people get mad at things like when Mania announces the ratio of new original levels to rehashed stages, because I think the ratio is really what matters. And we don't know the ratio of Forces, but Forces is getting more hate. But we know the ratio of Mania, but Mania is getting all the love.
That's true.
Well, because Mania is a good game. We know it's
David.
Gonna be a good game. Oh, sorry. No, I...
Do we think...
I've said before, Mania is like the ultimate playing it safe, and that's why it will be good.
Well, I mean, I've played it myself, and I know that it's good. I'm just saying that when we compare... I think when we're having that conversation on nostalgia use, like you brought up, I think that part is a little skewed to Mania unnecessarily.
Jamie, do you like Sonic Adventure 2?
Yes.
As a game? Okay, Evan, do you like Sonic Adventure 2?
Yeah, I'm going to say pretty much
David,
yes,
do you like Sonic Adventure 2?
I'm actually obligated.
My point is that, like, we were talking about edginess, and, like, Forces will not be Sonic Adventure 2 level of edgy. Like, Sonic Adventure 2 had a man being executed by a human government in it. And,
well,
you know, I don't know. It's got a lot of grunge paint in the logo.
It's got a lot of grunge painting, but that's just all aesthetic bullshit. So.
Right, you don't know, one of those giant Eggman robots could be like, hey.
Third character
dies
at the end of the
game. I want them to
just
stomp on someone.
But,
yeah.
I just want,
please, kill him. Hell yeah.
Do we think,
joking.
In terms
Although
of...
I would argue that...
Does... Sega's use of, does the IP for Sega rely on how well Sonic Forces does? Is it a case of, if Sonic Forces comes out and does well, then everything's great, sales figures are great, then other companies that want to buy the license again? Or is it a case of, if it doesn't do well critically, trashed and sells no better than, like, let's say Lost World, then Sega are fucked. Or Sega just go, oh, don't worry, we'll just make another game and, you know, who cares? I feel like there's a lot riding on this game doing well for Sega.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to... I don't feel as... it doesn't seem as much of a finality to me. I feel like, for sure, Forces does not do well. The franchise will downsize. We definitely will see the cancellation of things like First Four Figures and Archie. There's not going to be as much merchandise to sell because people aren't going to buy it because the brand is that much more hurt. But we're probably going to see a hell of a lot more games like Mania, because I'm just going to say it. I think Mania is going to do really, really well. Mm-hmm. If the collector's editions aren't a sign of that, I don't know what else is. So I think we're going to see more games that don't take up as much resources, but will bring them more income, at least for a little while. And that's going to do damage and not damage. And what we see after that is beyond me, but I'm pretty sure, like, my actual prediction for Forces isn't that, if that's what would happen if it does bad. I think it's just going to be one of those games that sells decently at a level of around like Generations or below, is critically half and half, like always, and whatever.
I think it's gonna be interesting. I think, like, in terms of Forces, I think it's a game that I feel like I'm gonna enjoy it. Even though I've been really harsh about it, I feel like it's a game I'll enjoy. I don't know. We don't know yet, but I'm interested to see how it appeals to a wider audience, because it needs that wider audience to be a success financially.
At the end of the day, the Forces debate bothers me but the most, because you see people on Twitter like every day complaining about it, and you look at it and you know they're going to buy it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
This makes me wonder, why are you arguing? You're going to buy the game.
I have a question. When Sonic 06 was announced, how early on did they show off Wave Ocean?
I don't remember.
Like the whole.
Because
it was all Kingdom.
When did they show. Because I know the Kingdom stage was first. But when did they show Wave Ocean as a level? Because
towards the end,
Wave Ocean is looking. Showed off?
I don't know. I think, but because when Wave Ocean was revealed, and it was obviously a callback to Emerald Coast, back then, Sonic didn't do callbacks, so no one had oh, not this again. That wasn't a thing. Now, Sonic is all callbacks and nostalgia.
Right, well, I guess what I'm saying with Forces is when Sonic 06 was hey guys, we got Wave Ocean here, isn't this cool? It looks like Emerald Coast. I mean, it's possible that Forces, Green Hills, Forces' version of Green Hills, we've got this one thing. It doesn't mean any other level is a callback to anything. It could just be there's the promise, but...
Why does the callback always have to be classic Sonic, though? Can't they try something else? Let's go to space. You remember that space colony that was in one game? Let's go there. That's a nice callback. That's still up there, right?
You never know.
Nothing Mark II appears.
There was Shadow. Yeah. Shadow the Hedgehog.
Seriously, if the fucking space colony was in Forces, that'd be so cool. Sorry, I'm nerding.
I think the concern I have in terms of the brand is, especially you look at the social media side, and it reflects across the whole brand, is very much LOL, remember we used to make these shit games? Isn't that funny? Sonic 06, loading times? But they've yet to turn around and go, but look how good we are now. They haven't done that bit
yet. At least they've embraced it. That's more to say about other companies.
But they really... Yeah. If this game has... They must be feeling the pressure. This game has to be good. Because otherwise, the joke will be, remember how bad we used to be and how bad we still are? that's not strong
but
for
it was
an
Mania.
But it was Mania.
But they don't make fun of Rise of Lyric, so I'm pretty sure it's safe to say that if a force is tanked, they wouldn't joke about it.
We're getting
a sensation of how good we are now with Mania, for sure, because whenever Aaron, every stream, Aaron's talking about funny jokes of Sonic's past, but then he's just as much praising Mania, and I think that's what he's trying to hit home, is we made some shitty games, but look at what we're finally doing, because you guys have been asking this for so long, so I don't know.
Look, if the next trailer of Forces shows a human princess,
I'm just, it's done. I'm leaving.
Playable character.
The third playable character is Princess Elise.
No, the third playable character is Princess Bubsy. It's...
Genderfuck Bubsy. That would be... I would buy that game yesterday. That would be so what do we think Sega need to do to strengthen their brand? Is there anything they can do, or are they pretty much already on the right path? Is there any more direction they could take? Do they need to get rid of Classic Sonic? Do they need to focus on
I think
one
they just
thing?
Need to push modern and Classic Sonic very far apart. Very far apart. And build a wall!
No! I think... was that there is like a huge division between like how you conceive classic and modern, because when you think of like Mickey Mouse and you think about like how Mickey originally looked and how he looks now, and there's different interpretations of the character, you don't really go, oh, classic Mickey, modern Mickey. You just think of him as Mickey Mouse, but there's different
fucking
designs.
Eye color, man.
Right, the eye color. I'm saying it's like with Disney, there's different visual interpretations of Mickey Mouse, but essentially it's the same brand. If you continuously try to separate classic and modern, then you are having a forced division in your brand. I'm not saying that, like...
So rather, rather than classic, modern, and Sonic, there should just be Sonic.
Like, there should just be Sonic, and that some of the games, he looks classic. They're 2D side-scrollers. Some of the games are crazy 3D whatever, and he looks different.
It's too late, I think.
It's so. Still all
you know
what
I mean? The blood
Sonic.
Is in the water.
And when you have something the case, like
though, I think where... if they'd left it in Generations, because that was an anniversary game, they could have gone back on track. But after Forces, there's no way they can unseparate the paths.
Or Generations could have been the game where classic and modern truly become one. Like even in the trailers, it's like play as Sonic and Sonic. I think that would have been the better game.
Didn't know that works as well as an advert. Play as Sonic and Sonic.
Yeah, but they should just. The brand should be seen as your Sonic. Sonic.
Or you can play as Tits.
The Hedgehog.
Oh, the sad truth about that. I don't know. I think Sega. I think Sega still have. It's a strong brand. It is not as strong as it, and I feel like every year. Maybe it's just because there has been such a long gap before an official, like, modern Sonic game. It does concern me that they focus so much on classic Sonic that modern Sonic's almost just a side thing. Is not considering he's the modern Sonic, he doesn't seem the relevant character anymore. Classic Sonic seems more relevant to the branding now than this other dude with the green eyes is. So, well, it's a bit weird.
I guess it could also just be the natural... cycle of nostalgia, you know, like how in the 90s people were obsessed with 70s nostalgia.
And do you think there'll be a time when people are like, oh my god, when are they bringing modern Sonic back?
I mean, it could be in like 10-20 years that cycle could be like, hey guys, remember when Sonic looked like he did in Adventure?
And they'll be complaining that Emerald Coast is in the game again.
Yeah, just Emerald Coast. It's 20 acts of Emerald Coast. It's weird.
You're so dumb. Don't get me wrong, everything I've said, I still love Sonic with all my heart, but as a fan, you know, you just care about these things, because unless I think as you get older, you sort of look at things more from a financial perspective, and you get worried about things, because when they cancel comics, and first the figures are going, oh, they don't sell as well, you're like, oh no, why does nobody want the Sonic statues?
But your concern for something like that, you should look to the other really strong brands that Sega has right now and rest easy knowing that Sonic will, worst case scenario, just downsize and become a more focused franchise, which might be better. So,
you know what? That's actually a really good point. We are going to move on. don't ruin the magic. Right. David. David the Lurker, to be exact.
Oh, hi, that's me. Hello.
Hi, Lanzinger. How have you been? You've been good? Had a good week? Had fun? Been learning anything? Have you learned anything?
I feel like, what have I been doing? I learned that I'm not very good at talking to my aunt.
I'm obsessed with the timeline. That's what you've learned.
I did learn that you're obsessed with timelines. I learned that spend too much money on comic books. I learned that
you do.
What?
You do spend too much money on comic books. Do. Even though there's no Sonic ones to buy anymore.
I know, I just keep on buying the same issues over and over again.
Those are the good ones.
But we're gonna learn some more today, David. I'm so excited for you. What have we learned in the recent weeks, David? We have learned that Sega Scourge has the world's worst fan character. We have learned that he cosplayed Summer of Sonic in the most fucking disgusting looking cosplay the world has ever seen. We have learned that Uncle Poxy sold his sister's video games or traded them in to buy a new Sonic game without even stole those games. We learned that I may have done some things to get Sonic Heroes, let's not talk about it. And we may have learned that as a child I may have pushed a kid over because fucking said Tails is a girl and Tails is not a girl!
Oh, that was you?
Shut up.
It's fucking me up for... Yo, it's me! It's me, dude! It's been so long.
Can you imagine if I reunited with that kid? It was like, yeah, sorry about that. but we will learn something new today, David, as we play Learning with Lurker. But I feel, in fact, we always learn the backstory of you, David, but I think it's even more important because Evan's with us today and he doesn't know the history of David the Lurker. So
I suppose he doesn't. No, he doesn't. He forgot that he even knew who I was earlier.
So please be gentle.
Before we play the game, let's just have a little stroll down memory lane.
Okay.
Once upon a time, there was a lonely, lonely man who had an uncomfortable obsession with large purple cats. He would go about his life, hanging in the shadows, always there, but never quite fully present, quietly learning and understanding the world around him. Some people could even call it lurking. Luckily for him, he accidentally joined a super famous podcast about fast mammals, where he could prove to the world his years of hanging in the background had paid off. It's time to play Learning with the Lurker.
Oh my god, it's that time in game when we learn something fascinating David the Lurker. Hello you. Yes, every week our guests and co-hosts tell David a fun fact about themselves, and David has to work out which one of us is telling the truth, usually leading to some disgusting revelations about the things we're willing to do to buy Sonic Heroes. Which we won't repeat of again, but I feel justified by my actions. Right, David! Are you ready? Are you super ready?
I guess so.
Super ready? How this goes is, the three of us, myself, Evan, and Sega Scourge, are each going to tell you a sentence or two just to briefly describe what a fun fact is. Afterwards, you will then have a chat with each of us separately to interrogate those details and find out which one of us is telling the truth. So far, I think David's only... have you ever got it right?
Yeah, I think you did.
I did get it one. I forget who it was, but I did get someone right.
Once you've got it right. So, track record is a little bit shit. So,
right. Unless the last couple... Well, I don't remember the last two or three weeks. I kind of blocked them out. So
well, last week, not only did you get it wrong, but the second and third guest got it wrong as well.
That's true.
It's pretty shit. So, we'll start off with Sega Scourge. Sega Scourge! Tell David your fact.
Your voice just cracked, Jamie.
I know, I'm becoming a man.
Sega Scourge!
Sega Scourge!
Okay. What is your fun fact?
So, David, my fun fact. you remember the Caliber fan character that was created many years ago?
Yes.
Well, there was a time when I created a pitch for what was going to be an RPG crossover game with Sonic. And I pitched it to Sega America via email with images and such. Mm-hmm. They obviously, you know, weren't too keen on it. But yeah, that's my fun fact. I pitched Sega America a bullshit Caliber fan character crossover game.
Interesting. Right. Huh. We'll move on to me. Hello, David. Hello, sexy David.
Oh, hello.
My fun fact. My fun fact is that at Summer of Sonic, I was given a Sonic 25th anniversary coin by a Sonic Show fan, which 2 weeks later I sold on eBay.
Wait. Say that again.
I hate the internet so much. A Sonic fan, Sonic Show fan, gave me a Sonic 25th anniversary coin. You may be familiar. You had one? You have
familiar,
one?
I have one.
Yes. He gave me his, and I sold it on eBay 2 weeks later.
Oh.
Because I'm a nice person. Evan!
Hi, what's going on, David?
Hello, Evan. How
was
your
day? I already
know it's him. So, this is my fun fact. It's very simple and vague and mysterious. One time I spent so long talking about Sonic, I didn't get free breakfast.
Huh? Right. David! 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 Calm down. David, don't get triggered. David. Who do you want to interrogate first?
Oh man, we're gonna start with the man with two N's and two G's, I think, because you're smack dab in the middle of what was read.
That'd be me then. Right, let's play the highly expensive royalty-free guessing music.
Ooh, you're being charged 10 cents a second.
Stop playing it, I'm broke!
That cost me $10. Right, David, I'm all yours, darling.
Okay.
Gross.
Don't hate crime me, I'll fucking come for you.
Right, so, alright.
Fucking come for you, what?
Sorry, David, go on.
It's okay. Alright, so you had a cool coin that you sold on eBay.
I did indeed.
James. Well, no. So, okay. I don't know if I should ask who did it. That might be me.
I don't know. They're not person I know true. Personally.
Okay. So it was a random fan who came up to you.
Yeah.
Okay. So was this person also at the San Diego party then?
Yes.
Did they know that you were at the San Diego party?
They did not know I was there, no.
Well, so they're not a very good fan, are they?
I mean, they were quite a good fan. They gave me a fucking coin.
That is true. But, well, I mean, how did they approach you? Did they say, hey, you're Jamie, here's a coin? Or...
No. They knew we were at Summer of Sonic, because obviously we're part of the organization of the event. We do all the video coverage and stuff. And there's... Throughout the day, I don't really get it in America, even though we have a larger audience in America, but like at the Sonic 25th anniversary party, admittedly, I spent most of the time in the VIP area drinking at the free bar, but when I was down with everyone else, not like two people, I think, recognized who I was. But in Summer of Sonic, loads of people recognized. They would frequent... We had like a... The tech area was slightly raised, wasn't it, Scourge? It was like above the floor. So, frequently you'd have people come round to like where the steps were and be like, oh, I watched the Sonic Show. A few guys asked us to sign stuff, that sort of stuff. This one person, though, was like, oh, I love your stuff. I brought you a gift. I got a few gifts, actually. I got, like, weird little tat and... Not tat! I really appreciate everything I got! No tat at all. But... This one person was like, oh my god, I was at the 25th anniversary party, and then I was like, oh cool. And before I said, oh, I was there too, you should have said, we could have like met or something. He said, oh, and I want you to have this because you didn't get a go. And I was like, that's going to be worth something, I'm going to take that.
Oh, so you faked it. You were like, oh, right. I totally wish I could have gone and been Europe's biggest Sonic fan.
But there was a little bit of me as well. I'm not a complete dick. There was a little bit of me that was just like, oh my god, I don't want to say, oh, well, thanks for offering something that you can only get once and can't buy anywhere else, but I've already got it, so piss off. So I thought, a little bit of me was like, well, I'll accept the gift and just be grateful. And then more on, I was like, well, I've already got two. So I don't need a third one. So on eBay it went.
Well, you had... So this is the third one.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Wasn't there a limited amount that were given out at Summer of Sonic? Or am I making that up?
You could order them. You could pay... So at the San Diego event, you got one for free in a goodie bag.
Yes.
And at Summer of Sonic, you had to pay... It was a Kickstarter reward. And they had like 50 of them, I think.
Okay. So I knew there was... Yeah. Okay. So, you had kickstarted it up, you were forced to work there, you had two in your pocket, gave you a third.
Yeah, in my pocket, right there.
Yeah, you had them both, clicking together. So, how long did they hang out, or did they immediately scurry away?
Oh no, they hung out for a bit, I was like, really seeing, you know, we chatted for a bit, I asked them what they were enjoying, they were describing stuff, they were talking about Crush 40, who are playing later on that day. So we did a bit of a chit-chat and stuff, took a photo with them. I took a lot of selfies that day. Do you ever find it weird when people ask you to take photos with them because they recognize you from YouTube, but then you never see the photo online anywhere? It's like, why do you have it as a private photo? It's just really weird. I don't like it.
It's hanging up in their bedroom. And they stare at it before bed.
Well, I have a very blurry selfie of me with Egoraptor, and I was like, oh, this picture looks bad. And I didn't get a chance to retake it. I'm not putting this up anywhere. Looks terrible. So maybe that's what happened. It was just super blurry. Or they hated themselves. how much did you get for it?
It wasn't really worth it. I got £60.
Oh.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not. Maybe you should have waited a year or two.
Considering they cost less than $2 each to make, I guess it's fine.
Exactly.
I mean, I guess it is just £60 you didn't have the day before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Did this person ever find out that you actually went to San Diego and sent you an angry email asking for the coin back?
No. They must know by now because I post, you know, there were YouTube videos and stuff of me being there. And, yeah, of course, the reason I was there was because I won a contest declaring me Europe's biggest Sonic fan trademark. And so I'm on the Sega Europe channel and all that stuff. So they probably found out. But to be honest, you get messages from so many people. It's not like I knew what his username was. So he may have spoken to me since and I don't know it's the same person. But no one's come up to me and gone, hey, you were at that event. Didn't you get a thing? So either that or they just found out and decided, fuck this person. I'm never speaking to him.
Okay.
For people listening, if you want to give me gifts, I'm not going to sell them all on eBay. I'm a very nice person. Most of the time.
Just give them to me. Yeah, were they cosplaying, Jamie? Is what David asked.
Oh, sorry, my internet cut. No, they were not cosplaying.
Oh.
People in cosplay make me feel uncomfortable.
Were they a kid, or were they a full-grown adult?
They were not a kid. They might have been very late teens, but I'm thinking, like, you know, they must have been, like, no, I'm thinking around 20. That sort of... They look that sort of age. I don't know.
Okay. Alright. I guess I'll move on to... the super cool guest, Evangelist. Wait.
Hey, that's me!
Hey. I was trying to combine names. It didn't happen, and so I just called you Evangelist.
I loved it.
Dick, you wait. No, event. Wait, hold on. Oh, shit. It's over. Either way, you missed out on breakfast.
Free.
Terrible.
Breakfast.
Yeah. That's hot.
Okay. Free
breakfast.
Well, what were you? Where were you? Were you at a hotel? Was that it?
I was at a hotel.
Okay. So, who were you talking to about Sonic the Hedgehog?
I was talking to Emmy and Blue Spin Rush and Blue Spin Dash. I don't know the numbers that they have anymore. Dorian was there. Emmy wasn't conscious though, but she was there.
Okay,
talking at her unconscious.
No, I was gonna make a joke there, but no.
Please don't.
Be careful what you say.
And
what do you think about Sonic Unleashed?
Yeah, we were just having so much fun doing that we just didn't go to breakfast.
Hey, so was this the San Diego thing, or?
Yeah, it was the San Diego thing.
Okay, so you were there. Was this before the party or after?
Before.
Where? Why would you be up so late the night before the party?
What? Oh, what? No, we weren't up late. Emmy was just sleeping. She was sleeping a lot.
Well, you said you missed free breakfast. So you woke up. Wait, so you weren't asleep. You woke up.
Yeah, it was early in the morning. She was still sleeping.
Right. Are you blaming her for missing this free breakfast?
What? No?
No, it's too late. I heard it.
Evan, it's your fault that you were just in the other room doing nothing. Your fault. No, it was
so
not
how did
fault.
You? Okay, so how did you miss it? You said you woke up early.
Yeah, we woke up like early, especially for the free breakfast. We're like, man, I want to eat so much that I can't even breathe, and it's gonna be exclusively bacon and not balanced by any fruits. And then we woke up, and it was me and Dorian first, and we kept talking, and then we woke up Victor by talking about Sonic. We were whispering for the longest time, and it woke up Victor, and he's like, "Shut the hell up! You're talking about Sonic. Shut the fuck up." Which I imagine is not a very pleasant thing to wake up to. But, you know, he did, so that's what happened.
He just sat there. When did the free breakfast end?
I think it ended at, I don't actually remember. I remember it was, like, surprisingly early, though. I think, like, 9. I think they really didn't want people to make it to free breakfast.
That is where did you stay? I know you stayed somewhere fancy-ish, right?
It was fancy. It was, damn, I don't remember what it's called. Sorry.
It was damn, not here.
Damn,
hotel.
Damn.
Damn, not here. Go somewhere else.
You woke up early, you missed it. When did you realize you had missed it?
Well, we didn't miss it. We almost missed it. So it was like there was 10 minutes left and we had to just get like a bunch of food, but we eventually made our way down there.
Oh, so you were just fashionably super late.
Yeah, but we were those annoying kids that came in right when they were like packing up. We're like, hey, I would like 7 plates of bacon, please.
Oh, man.
Oven
is off. Oven? The oven. Okay, so while you were scrambling for bagels, I was in the air, annoyed, because my flight had been delayed.
Oh,
Well, yeah, because I was in the plane, right? I'm like, well, because I was supposed to fly the night before, and they were like, oh, it's been canceled. And I went, what? Like, yeah. So I was worried I wouldn't even make it to the party in time.
Oh, you were there? Sucks I didn't meet you.
Yeah, I was there. That was, I met Emmy there. But I didn't go...
Oh, yeah, Emmy split up with us.
I guess I didn't see you. I was supposed to go back to your room at some point, but it didn't happen.
Ugh.
San Diego's just too cool for school. I don't know. It's whatever. Look, doesn't matter. What does matter is who missed breakfast. So sad.
I almost did. Yeah, we still got it. It just wasn't as much as I wanted to eat.
Story.
It's not funny.
I'm sorry.
It's not.
I understand. So did you get breakfast the next day? Did you have enough time?
Yes, we compensated. We had talked. We were pretty speechless after the announcement.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there wasn't much. We already spent like the past 8 hours watching the trailer on loop. So,
oh,
much else to talk about. Well, mostly Dorian. He had that thing on loop. He went to like the computer lab in the hotel just to watch the trailer. Despite having Wi-Fi,
just kidding.
Watch it on our phone.
Yeah. Okay. That's an interesting thing right there. But whatever. This isn't about Dorian. It's about you and your breakfast. I just gotta move on. I'm so confused. It's over.
Right on.
Mr. Scourge. The Yo. Sonic Scourge.
Yo.
I believe it's what your official internet name is.
Totally.
Okay. You pitched something to Sega of America.
Mm-hmm. In my youth.
In your youth.
In my haste, I decided... Huh?
How involved with this was this pitch?
Oh, well, it was like... If I remember, it was like full GDD. It was like drawn. I say drawn more like crudely, but it was like me and another person I knew at the time called Jenny. And mm-hmm. we drew up a bunch of like concept art, and I did a GDD and I sent that to them. And I said, hey, can you take a look at this? It's my idea for an RPG crossover with my fan character in Sonic together. And it was meant to play kind of like Dragon Quest. But yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you? So, how old were you when you sent it off?
Oh, balls! I said this last time when we were talking about the character as a whole. It was like around. Fuck! It was like when I first was interneting. So this was like 2010. Okay. Some shit. That's
so
literally
young.
An estimate.
You're so
young, man.
Ugh.
I changed in 7 years. Started drinking. Started smoking.
At 12.
In the fact,
it was
right.
all downhill. Yeah.
It bothers me that 2010 was 7 years ago. Okay.
Colors, man.
Yeah. Good times. All right, so did you get a response back from Sega?
I did. I did indeed. They were, they basically, in short, they were praising, like, my enthusiasm, but they were like, we're going to put your idea on the back burner for now.
Aww.
Do you have an aw sound effect?
Wait.
Oh. There we go. Yeah.
You.
So the back burner. That means there's still a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the third tier? Oh no! You're gonna be done. Made Bubsy. It's your fault.
Well, it's okay. He didn't have guns in the trailer, so I'm sure it's not my fan character.
So your character wasn't a cat.
No, no.
Yeah. Needed by Sex Scourge. Okay, so they were nice to you. How did you feel when you got that email?
I honestly expected it. I was just kind of like, oh, okay. I mean, like, effort was made, but I wasn't holding up hopes or anything, so I was just kind of like, whatevs. I expected that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Huh. It was more for fun, anyway. Like, me and my friend at the time were just dicking around and thought it would be kind of like, oh, you know, maybe we should show them this, lol, and then we sent it off. It was all professional, professionally written, as well as it could be, I suppose, for the time. But, yeah, it was only for shits and giggles. I didn't expect anything to come of it.
Did shits and giggles come of it?
Huh?
How much did you shit while giggling?
How much did you giggle? This is important!
I'm asking the real questions here. Alright, see, okay. Right, so you weren't forced to sign, like, any documentation that says you submitted an idea that becomes the property of Sega of America /Japan/forever.
No, what I did was, at the time, I remember, because I couldn't find their email.
Uh-huh.
So I went on to the Sega of America website. I don't know if it's changed. I haven't been on there in ages, but there was like a careers. I think it was like a careers section, and on the careers section, it had like the contact us shit where like it's supposed to be for careers, but I just filled it out with all my own shit and attached my own shit to it and sent that to them instead.
Oh, you sent it to someone. Someone ran.
Yeah, the corporate, like, career kind of email. Yeah.
Oh, was it that email that got back to you, or was it somebody else?
Yeah, it was that email. It's the same one. Obviously, for first I got a no reply email, and then I got the same email address back to me.
Uh-huh.
That was it. Yeah.
That is interesting. Did this person... Sorry, I got a weird text message. Sorry. Like, why did you say that? I'm not going to say it aloud because it won't get edited out. Because it's live.
This is so live.
I think you're ruining my merger.
Alright, so did you ever consider second?
Wait, what did you just say?
Did you ever consider sending like a follow-up pitch where you're like, hey?
No, not really.
Okay. That was
underwhelming, but no.
Okay.
I sent them nudes instead, I'm joking.
Hey, you don't like my game? Well, here's me naked.
Here's my dick. Do you like my dick?
How do you like this?
Get a load of this in all caps.
Why do you never send me this picture?
I thought I did. Oh, I must have sent it to someone else. So that's why Team Random's so mad at me. In Sonic Show, in jokes. Anyway.
I don't get them, so.
David, time.
All right, we're done. Okay. is it good? Well, let me think. Well, like I've come to realize, nothing is too crazy, right?
Yeah.
Well, because I know you did make that fan character, so this is like a follow-up thing. So it makes me wonder if, because I know that part of it is already truth, that's why it's meant to confuse me and automatically go, of course. While I know, like, Sega does respond to things, I'm not sure if somebody who worked in corporate, who worked with hiring people and things, would actually bother to reply back to that. Off to someone else. But what happened? With Jamie's, I'm just wondering who that would be a huge fan of the Sonic Show didn't realize you went to California. But I don't know, maybe they just stopped looking at tweets or were so obsessed with the Mania trailer. That's why they didn't know. And then Vandiculous.
That's me.
But here we go. I guess free breakfast is the prize that so many people miss. But it's such a non-story, too. Well, okay.
I'm sorry, Big's Big Fishing Adventure 3 writer. I can't write a story like you. That was fake, I think.
Just makes me wonder. But, I'm going to get it wrong. So, you know what? I'm going to go. You know, I can understand you're sitting. It's early. I'm going to go with the mundane story of Evan because...
Is that your final decision yet?
Yeah, I'm going to say that because if somebody went to San Diego and got that coin, maybe they wouldn't be so easy to give it up, even if, Jamie, you are blue and cool like the planet. Two. Shit, just go with that.
Okay. What we're going to do is...
Wait, so who are you picking again?
He's picking Evan. Right. We are going to play a drum roll. At the end of the drum roll... I'm breaking my voice all over the place today. At the end of the drum roll, Evan, would you please tell David if you are telling the truth or a lie? Here we go.
I'll try my very best.
Here comes the drum roll. I'm so excited.
It
is totally the truth, guys.
Well done, David.
You were right. The most mundane story.
My life is not mundane, okay, guys?
Yes, it's true. Evan, so caught up in his Sonic tales of telling, almost missed breakfast, but actually had breakfast.
Right, that's the thing. It's like, we got there 10 minutes before it ended. I'm like, oh. Well, that's... What?
You know what, David? If you're not happy with the excitement stories, all I can say is we can't be fucking people for games every week, alright? You know?
Right, you can't be like, we have three people here. One said they fucked someone for Secret of Mana. One said they fucked someone for Metroid Prime. And one fucked someone for Star Wars TIE Fighter.
Oh dear. Sonic Heroes is a good game, don't judge. Right, moving on.
I want to know what you did for Shadow the Hedgehog.
No.
He paid for the hospital bill.
Guys, we've come to the end of the show. Oh, sad face.
Yay! I had a lot of fun, guys. I just wanted to...
It's the same reaction all the guests have, to be fair. Thank you guys for listening. We enjoy it so much. Don't forget, if you are listening on the podcast, then you need to pop over to the iTunes store and give us 5 stars, because that's really the only amount of stars we will accept, to be honest. So just expect that. Of course, thank you to everyone. David, Sir Lurker,
yes.
Where can people find you?
Oh, I guess the same places you can always find me, on Twitter at DTLurker. You can check me out or check out Sonic Retro, because it's a site. And Big's Big Fishing Adventure 3 coming soon at Big's whatever the Twitter handle is. It's fine.
At Sega Scourge, where can people find your monkey face?
They can find me wafting about on YouTube at the Sega Scourge, the Sonic Theorist, or on Twitter at SuperScourge300. Look out for the picture of me with my totally real non-photoshopped Sonic hair.
And we cannot forget the glorious guest, Evan. It has been so super awesome to have you on today's show. Thank you ever so much. And where can people find you about on the internet?
Well, I mean, my username is Mardiculous, spelled MARDICULOUS. I hope you got it. Got a pen ready. My phone number, is 905-612. Yeah, I'm on Twitch. Wait, what? That's not what I wanted. I'm on Twitter and YouTube mostly, so only consider following me there. It's Mardiculous. It's both of those places. Mostly.
And you're currently streaming every week.
Every Thursday at around, the average time is 8:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but it changes depending on the guest, because, you know.
Because you're nice like that. They are really, the streams I've been watching are really good. If you guys haven't, you need to check them out, because they are a lot of fun, even if his audience all seem to hate him, which I don't understand.
It's just, they
like me, don't worry.
They keep coming back, that's what matters. The Sonic Show fans don't do that. they just leave. Guys, if you don't already know, like I said, we're on the iTunes, we're on all podcasting services, where, of course, you can catch us every week live on Radio Sega, live-ish, on Tuesdays at 10 p.m. UK time, and all the other times. Just check the website, radiosega.net, if you haven't done so already. And I'm quite odd that if you can listen to the Sonic Show but not watch the YouTube channel, that'd be a bit weird. But we are on YouTube, obviously. Check us out, just / The Sonic Show. We don't have to do that user stuff because we got a username ages ago. And we are returning. Sonic Reacts is coming back. Hopefully, when you are listening to this, the first episode has already gone up. You can see Sega Scourge and Nicole together in a video,
but
reacting
we're
to
fucking
things.
Yeah, we're totally not blue, by the way, and I totally don't have a bad haircut in that video.
I mean, you do have a bad haircut, but the blue has been corrected.
Awesome. Are you staring into each other's eyes, and then you both turn to the camera and stare into the camera's eyes?
No, I just have a really bad haircut.
But Sega Scourge does frequently pick his nose. So
I did pick my nose a few times, yeah.
And I've made a gif of it for my own use. Now, nice. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you ever so much. Don't forget to tune in. We love you all so much. It's time to go. Bye-bye, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Yo! It's a sunny day!
Ghost tried to suck my dick.
You've been listening to The Opinion Zone, brought to you by Audio Boom. Don't forget to check out our page at audioboom.com/channel/The Sonic Show and leave us a comment. You can also interact with us at any time on Twitter by tweeting @Sonic_show. Until next time, by which I mean whenever Jay can be bothered again, stay safe and please leave Froggy alone.
That was really loud, honestly.